This morning, we're taking a closer look at the city of Detroit. The financial problems there resonate far beyond the city's limits. Images of what was once a grand city, an American icon, now fallen into decay, draw national attention. And it has people wondering whether Detroit will ever get back to where it used to be. The state-appointed emergency manager, Kevin Orr, recently announced his plan to navigate the city through bankruptcy. And the new mayor, Mike Duggan, is cooperating to make that happen. Part of the emergency manager's plan revolves around a number, 80,000. That is the estimated number of abandoned buildings scattered throughout the city. Kevin Orr recently announced a $500 million project to tear them down. And now all kinds of groups are jockeying for position, trying to win city contracts to do the work. Reclaim Detroit is one of them. Jeremy Haynes is the sales manager.
We have an approach that systematically takes apart these buildings piece by piece, and all of what you see around us, all of the wood flooring and the old clipper bricks from Detroit and reclaimed old growth lumber from these old houses built in
for the past couple of years, his organization has been trying to recycle the wood found in these buildings. That process traces Detroit's recent history and the people who are shaping its future. It begins in a neighborhood like Springwells, just a few miles southwest of downtown, where Reclaim Detroit has taken down 10 houses in the last few months. Esteban Castro has lived in this neighborhood for most of his life. A few years ago, he bought a red brick house across from the cemetery, which he says is the perfect backdrop for sunsets. The house itself is a thing to behold. He walks us around and points to the hand-carved molding along the ceiling.
Everything here is original, and that hasn't been painted to my knowledge. Like, it was the first coat.
Castro, like a lot of people we spoke with in Detroit, is a glass-half-full kind of guy. Things could always be worse.
I consider one empty house on this street right now, and it's next to me, and I'm, you know, bummed out about it. But what about the street that is all slated for, you know, this demolition that we're talking about? It's all relative, you know.
The city's Blight Commission and groups like Reclaim Detroit are trying to change Castro's neighborhood, and quickly, which brings us to the second phase of the process. Once the building is torn down, any salvageable wood is brought to a workshop like this one, where it's transformed into something else, a coffee table or a door. And that is where we meet Isaac Lott. He's one of the dozens of workers who've been retrained and put to work by Reclaim Detroit.
I take down houses the Greenway by hand, and I love it. It's called deconstruction.
Lott spent a lifetime on the streets of Detroit, using and selling drugs. After he got out of prison, clean and sober, he was looking to start over. He's now a site supervisor at Reclaim Detroit.
The fact that I'm in charge of something and people depend on me to instruct them how we take down houses. And I'm hoping that this deconstruction thing continues, even though demolition seems to be a little cheaper for the city.
And that's the problem groups like this one are up against. The city wants the blight gone immediately, demolition. Deconstruction, on the other hand, salvaging things along the way, takes more time and money. Reclaim Detroit has had to scale back the kind of job training programs that brought Isaac Lott into their workforce. Instead, they're hiring more contractors who already have the skills they need to do the job.
I keep hearing that come up in our conversation that in this environment, in Detroit right now,
yeah,
your program, no matter what it is, has to be cost efficient.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And we can say we're blue in the face that if you really look at it, you know, long term, if you capture all of the accounting, look at the lives, look at the neighborhood, look at... We know that it's the right thing to do. It's sustainable, but it comes down to dollars.
And what's bringing in the dollars is the city's history. Every piece of wood Reclaim Detroit salvages is labeled with the address where it came from. Because in the end, they're selling a story.
When you walk through these houses, it's hard not to imagine the footsteps of the former owners and the children and how many generations lived through these, you know, house that's been here for 100 years.
And it's a story that a new generation of Detroiters is ready to buy.
If you get underneath here, they stamp the address. It's one. Let me make sure I get it right. 11434 Nagel Street.
This is Gabe Glodin. He and his wife Emily Goodson moved to Detroit a couple years ago and bought a flat in an old Victorian house in Detroit's Woodbridge neighborhood. They paid around $800 for a dining room table made out of the wood, salvaged by Reclaim Detroit, refurbished by a company called Workshop. The couple had been living in Bloomington, Indiana, thinking about moving somewhere else. A Red Wings hockey game sealed the deal.
I think I was a little tipsy after one of the games, and I basically turned to her and I was like, why don't we move to Detroit? And yeah. She just started laughing. I was like, no, I'm kind of serious.
Their neighborhood is changing. There are plenty of vacant homes, but there are also young families. A public art sculpture in one of the abandoned corner lots. Another is home to a community garden.
Obviously, there's a lot of problems. But if you can see through that to like the core of this amazing city that's still here and the people that are still here.
They finish their breakfast at their dining room table, made from wood found on Nagel Street. They've thought about going to find the address of that abandoned building, but they haven't gotten around to it. Emily's pregnant, and they're too busy planning their future in Detroit.